A grief-stricken individual was traveling with his sister and her 5 children. He was sat next to the train window, lost in some deep thoughts. Every now and then, he would hear faint sounds of his sister crying and console her, whereas the children were busy jumping around the entire carriage of the train. One would run here and another would run there. One would climb the berth and another would jump around. In summary, the entire carriage had become a playground for them. Suddenly, an individual became angry, considering the grief-stricken person to be the father of the children. He said to him, "Sir, control your kids. Is this a train or a playground? They are running here and there. May Allah forbid. What if one falls off the moving train? You're lost in deep thoughts as if something awful has happened." The grief-stricken individual broke his silence and replied, "Brother, these are not my kids. They are my nephews. Early morning today, their father passed away and we are going to the funeral. These kids are unaware that their father had left them forever. Tell me, how do I break this news to these smiling faces? I do not have the courage to stop them." Hearing this, all the passengers became kind and compassionate towards the children. They would look at the children with love and compassion. Dear Islami brothers and the viewers of Madani Channel, though this may be a fictional story, it teaches us a lot. Alhamdulillah, there are such individuals today as well who show compassion to and care for the poor, orphans, the grief-stricken and the helpless. No doubt, this is a great deed. Entering happiness into the hearts of a Muslim is a rewarding act anyway. But if someone is an orphan or poor, then making more good intentions will result in more good deeds. Unfortunately, circumstances have changed drastically these days. A very little amount of people assist the needy and self-respecting poor families in their vicinity. Whether it is the occasion of Eid or a family occasion, whether it is someone's wedding or a family iftar program, leftover food is given to the poor if someone suggests it. Otherwise, the poor are hardly thought of. Do you know which is a good household and which is a bad household? Let us read a statement of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam regarding this. The paradise dueling companion Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu states, "The Honorable Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has stated, the best household of a Muslim is the one in which there is an orphan who is treated kindly, and the worst Muslim household is the one which has an orphan who is treated badly." Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.